homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, homage to His Holiness Gelwe Nyuko Rinpoche. Everybody raise bodhicitta to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. May they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. To sacred bodhicitta, the precious and excellent mind, where it is not, may it arise. Where it is, may it never decline, consistently growing, rising higher and higher. Of the four points that turn the mind, there's also the defects of samsara and the suffering of samsara. And we will talk about the suffering in the human realm. We basically covered the suffering in the other five realms when we were doing the preciousness of human life, the suffering of the hell realm, the suffering of the preta realm, the suffering of the animal realm, the suffering of the asuras, and the suffering of the gods. Although we have this precious human life, there is still the suffering of the precious human life. And we will speak about this. It's also very important to understand the suffering of samsara. Once we understand this, then we may develop a mind of renunciation and through this attain liberation. If we don't understand the suffering of samsara, or we don't care for the suffering of samsara, we're quite happy with it, then we won't develop that renunciation and we won't attain liberation. And then there's a good chance as well is that we will waste this precious human life. Some people may have the attitude, why should I feel unhappy about the suffering of samsara? Why should I have a negative attitude towards it? Life is just fine. Every now and then there's a few ups and downs. However, I've got enough food, I've got enough clothes, I'm doing quite well. Financially, everything is secure, I've got a good job, I've got a wonderful relationship, I've got many friends. Everything seems okay. Why do you think I should have a distaste for samsara? And yes, for the time being, this may be the case, but this also doesn't take into account impermanence. Even if you have the merit of the gods, and for all your life, that everything goes well, things are going to change. What might happen is at the moment, everything is good, everything seems rosy, but tomorrow that could change. The next week it could change, the next month it could change, the next year it could change. And we very evidently see that things can change very quickly at the moment, now that it is this the time of this COVID-19. How quickly things changed. Everything that we took for granted, so many of these things have changed. Even although it might be temporarily, there are still changes. And as we mentioned, even if there were no great changes and everything still ran smoothly, at the end of the day, when we die, we're still going to leave everything behind. We're still going to leave all our relationships behind, all our finances, all our material wealth. We're going to leave this body behind. And we don't know when that time of death will come, but it's certain one day it's going to come. And when we die, wherever we go, our karma is going to follow us like a shadow. It goes wherever we go. It's in our mind stream. And for those that haven't done any preparation for the time of death or for impermanence, then at the time of death or in the bardos, the suffering may really be unimaginable. Some people say it's really, really painful. And there's been used the expression that for some it's like a turtle that has its shell ripped off it while it's still alive. We are very logical in many respects. We prepare for our future, we prepare for our old age. And these are things that we hopefully will experience, but it's not for certain. What we will experience is death, but somehow we fail to prepare for this, although it would seem very logical that this is one thing that is for certain that is going to happen, so this is certainly something we should prepare for. Knowing this, it would be far better not to just live our life passively, just going with the flow, not concerned about cause and effect and the suffering of samsara, or to live our life negatively, just creating greater seeds, planting seeds for future suffering in this life and in future lives. I really reflect on the suffering of samsara. And in doing this, find a path to liberation, and then really follow that path. The example that was used is like that of prisoners that find a sure way to be free from staying in prison. They would jump at the opportunity to escape. So too, having found the path to free ourselves from the suffering of samsara, jump at the opportunity to liberate ourselves from the suffering of samsara. And what is the first step in doing this is raising renunciation. And how do we do that? By really understanding the suffering of samsara and feeling a disgust or a distaste or a fatigue towards the suffering. If we don't liberate ourselves from the suffering of samsara, then we just continue in the cycle of these sufferings of samsara, sometimes in a positive realm, in the higher realms, maybe into the lower realms, but we're never really free of these realms. So at times it may really, really be tough. Maybe we're in the three lower realms, and then we're in like a very small cage. And then one day we get a huge big cage. It's so big we could walk for a long time before we see the end of the cage, or fly, if we can fly, for quite a way before we get to the end of the cage. But the reality is we're still in the cage. Maybe it's much bigger. It's much better. Instead of being made out of rusty iron, it's made out of gold and it's made out of silver. And it's really huge. It's still a cage. And we're still not completely free. And this would be an example as well. Although in some of the realms, the God realm, the Sur realm, so the human realm, in comparison to the lower realms, it might feel that we are really in such an opportune place. But the reality is we're not free from the cycling of samsara, and there are still the sufferings of all of the realms. Although we have this very fortunate birth now in this precious human life, we are still cycling in the existence, or in the cycling existence of samsara, or the suffering of samsara.